Hi. I think you were right when you said that the focus needs to be more on education in preventing these type of tragedies, I guess. But I just think that a lot of kids lack impulse control, and if they weren't brought up to learn how to control themselves, we live in kind of instant gratification society. The kid says, you know, I want this for Christmas, and I want this for my birthday, or I want this just because, then they get it. And yeah. I just feel like maybe kids should be required to take more social classes to teach them how to interact with each other socially.
And definitely. We teach so much history and English, and I mean, just all these things that help people have like a sense of history and of time and how to speak and communicate and everything, but not really how to relate to other people very well.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like if they had to take more of like interpersonal communication type of courses as, you know, required courses, then that would give them the social skills that they need to develop normally.
Yeah, and how we get kids into school so early.
I know.
You know, we can have a better impact on them.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they're spending all their time.
Yeah.
Something's got to happen there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks in the Morning, go ahead.
Hey, I got a story for you.
All right.
We're talking about kids that can't behave themselves.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 weeks ago, my daughter and some other friends tried out for cheerleading. And the girls that got it, of course, were excited. And two of the girls that didn't get it lured one of the girls down to the park and beat her up.
Oh, no.
And we're talking sixth graders.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So what do you do with that? Sorry.
Oh, man. I don't know. Are we teaching kids the right things? Are we teaching them, like, that's... Are they valuing the right things? You know? I mean, that's what it comes down to on that. You know, are you valuing becoming a certain cheerleader or have a certain... make a certain team that much in high school that it's going to just, or in grade school even, like you said, it's just going to wreck you and wipe you out?
You know, I don't know, because fortunately we lived out in the country, so they didn't get to my daughter, but they were texting her, pretty bad texts, and they brought the cops into it, and the cops said that night that two of them were going to get arrested for assault battery because there were five girls involved. Two were going to get arrested for assault and battery, and three were going to get arrested for not trying to stop it.
Yeah.
And then they went up and talked to the school, to the principal, and the next day was spring break.
Man, is that interesting how much technology has changed things?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about texting. There's been numerous reports of kids uploading violent videos of them, like, beating up other classmates to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, it's really dumb, first off, because then they end up getting arrested for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's really kind of changed it into almost this just hyperactive deal. We find out about it more. And the texting deal, you know, look at her. She's texting trash at me, you know.
Exactly. And that's what it was. But, you know.
Interesting.
Like I said, we live in the country, and we don't have satellite. We only get one channel. And on Sundays, we don't even turn on our TV because all we can get is Fox, and it's got, like, American Dad and The Family Guy. And those are okay for, like, older people.
Yeah, someone like,
you know,
my age.
Like,
or
college.
Yeah, maybe late high school.
You know, but not my kids. And I think they're disgusting as a parent. You know, so, I mean, on Sundays, we don't even turn on our TV because there's nothing on.
Well, good for you. You know, I mean, it helps to have a bigger selection of channels to choose from, in all honesty, if you want to find something more appropriate for your kids.
And you're right. But, you know, there's also other things that you can do other than just sit in front of a TV.
Yeah.
What?
You know, and it saves you money, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay it.
You're right. We are obsessed with that box.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, I told my daughter when all this was going on, I said, you know, if this is what it's going to be over a pair of pom-poms, you are not going to be a candidate for homecoming queen. You'll be floating in the river, sister.
People push their kids so much. They take these things so seriously, or they just push themselves that much. Yeah,
and it's just amazing on how they... And you don't know what to do. And you're right. There's always going to be a parent out there going, well, you know, if that was my kid... Maybe that's what the problem is. Too many people are worried about everybody else's kids and not worrying about their own.
Yeah. Well, very good take today. We appreciate the call.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.